Hello?
Hi, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I just want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
I'm sorry, one more time?
So, I'm calling from Opinion Research. So I just want to ask you a quick survey on problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. So the first question is are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember.
Okay. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections of June 2024? Are you almost certain? Are you probably? Are you 50-50? Or you don't think you will vote?
50-50.
50-50, okay. What is your race?
Arab, Palestinian.
Arab, Palestinian, okay. Yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. What's the year you was born?
1979.
So I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold and 100 means very warm. So the first person is Tammy Murphy.
Cold.
Cold 0?
Yeah.
Okay. Phil Murphy.
0. Maybe a 1.
A 1, okay. Joe Biden.
0. 0.
Ravi Bala.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. Andy Kim.
Maybe a 1.
1. Rob Menendez.
The center?
No. His son. The senator's son.
0. 0.
Stephen Phillip.
0. 0.
And Bob Menendez, the senator.
0. 0.
Okay. So when you hear the name Rob Menendez, which is the senator's son, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Supports the genocide.
Supports the genocide.
The genocide, okay. Of the Palestinian people.
Supports genocide.
I think maybe the first thought that comes to my mind also is like he's bought and sold by AIPAC lobby.
Okay. One second. Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, strongly approve.
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly, yep. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Mendina, and Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Patricia.
Patricia, yep. And if the primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Maybe Jacy.
Okay. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
A lot, okay. And how closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
Okay. So So please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So the answers are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
A little agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
Little disagree.
Okay. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of his father.
A little disagree.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because of his father, Bob Menendez.
Strongly agree.
Agree. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
Disagree.
Disagree, okay. So I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view.
I have to kind of go. I have like 30 more seconds. I'm going into the prayer right now.
Okay, no worries. Give me 1 second. So the brief statements. So Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care.
Disagree with all of them.
All of the Rob Menendez ones.
Yeah. All right, I have to go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, there's two more questions, sir. Mm-hmm.